from The Rising, I think, right? The post 9/11 album. That'll make you cry. Some of the greatest stuff Springsteen ever did. The week of his 70th birthday. It's raining, but there ain't a cloud in the sky. Must have been a tear from your eye. Everything will be okay. Waiting on a sunny day. There's a guy named Jack Brewer. He used to play in the NFL. What's he doing with the rest of his life? Well, you know, we hear a lot of empty talk about prison reform and things. How about actually talking to prisoners about the rest of their life and giving them valuable work skills? That seems like a pretty good thing for Jack Brewer to do. Good morning, Mr. Brewer.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're fine. And a mutual friend of ours told me about you. And I said, well, we're going to talk to him on the radio.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You know, it's, sometimes those guys behind bars are forgotten. And then all of a sudden they show up back in our neighborhoods and our communities, and they don't have anything to do. So, you know, I'm trying to do whatever I can, man, to spread the word, build the awareness, but more importantly, you know, help some of those underserved people that need it.
You got a tie to the prison community in some way? You just a good guy or a little bit of both?
You know what, man? First off, I give all my glory to God, man. You know, and the Bible tells us to help try to free the imprisoned man and bring good news to the poor. And that's what I try to do each and every day of my life. But, you know, as a 7-8-year-old little boy, you know, I started to go visit my cousins in prison, seeing some of the guys that were my heroes as a little guy, seeing them locked up behind bars. And it always bothered me. You know, it bothered me that, you know, I got cousins that are now 50 years old and they spent over 30 years of their life in prison.
Right.
And these are, in my opinion, good guys that just, you know, made bad mistakes selling drugs and doing things like that and, you know, nonviolent crimes and we're locking people up, you know, for the better part of their lives. And, you know, most of these human beings are coming from our communities in places where, you know, they don't have, you know, usually don't have fathers in the house. You know, we have a fatherlessness crisis here in our country, where, you know, 77% of black men are born with no father in the house. You know, that's a sad, sad number, man.
Well, Jack, we love that you're doing this work because it makes sure that the time spent in prison is also a bit about rehabilitation, because it sounds like with prison recidivism rates nationally, about 76% of all inmates end up back in jail within 5 years. So you're kind of helping to fight that issue.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, you brought up a really important topic for everyone to understand. You know, just that word recidivism is something that a lot of folks can't pronounce it, but they don't know what it means. And that's, you know, the rate in which a person reenters prison. And you said 76%. That number is so high. Just think about it. So in our prisons now, a lot of them, you know, these inmates are going in there and they're not allowed to get their GED or advanced education unless it's, you know, 1 or 2 years before they're released. So if they get a 10-year sentence and a kid's 18 years old when he gets there, you know, they basically sit there and let their minds rot. And so, you know, I really learned a lot. I was totally against private prisons. And one of my good friends just talked me into going to visit a private prison. Mm-hmm. It was ran by a company called Geo Group. I went in that prison and I saw what they were doing with those inmates. And I saw, you know, programs from HVAC to helping guys get their degrees, to helping these guys learn, understand trades, and just really a push away from the old incarceration model to right. The new rehabilitation model. Because most of these people in prison have mental health issues. I mean, very bad. And so, you know, I started looking at my own life and saying, hey, if my kid had a mental health problem, would I really care if he went to a public or private place? No, I'd put him in the best place possible.
Exactly.
Oh, and I know when I had cancer in my throat, and I went to a private hospital because it was the best hospital possible, but yet we treat our prison population different. And so, you know, working with the GEO group has shown me that, just seeing and understanding how they run their prisons and talking to the inmates. And that's really the fire behind my message, is I promised all those inmates that I would go out and tell their stories. And I've talked to hundreds. I teach programs now throughout the prisons across the country. But these guys are telling me, you know, they're in these state prisons and they're being treated like animals. All of a sudden they go to a GO private prison and they're given all these opportunities to learn, and it's motivating them. And then you look at the numbers in the state of Georgia, GO groups recidivism rate is 16% compared to that national average you just mentioned. In the state of Florida, it's 21% compared to that 76% national number that you just mentioned. And so it's working. You know, we just got to stop bashing private prisons so much and actually take some time to understand the system and focus on helping the people that are behind bars.
Well, and as you said, it was a learning curve for you, because I don't understand the negativity about prison for profit when profit creates good citizens that go back out into the workforce. You know, profit in businesses happens all the time. If we can help create prisoners who turn into good citizens after they did their time, isn't that the point?
That is the point. I don't care how much Mount Sinai made off of my surgery. I just helped that they got the cancer out of my neck.
There you go. That's exactly right. All right, so how do we help?
You're doing it right now. We have a documentary that I have poured my soul into, and I'm going to release this in 2020, probably the first quarter of 2020, and just spreading the word, man. This is so important. You got so many listeners that you have that trust you all and are loyal, and just understanding what's going on. Our documentary is called Tackling Recidivism, and I'm going deep into the prisons, and you're going to hear stories from inmates. We're going to look at policy changes. We're going to dive into the First Step Act and show everybody about how the First Step Act and Second Chance Act that was passed by President Trump has really made a positive impact, you know, on communities of color across this country. And just talk to the inmates and hear these stories, and you'll see that there's a lot of good people behind bars, man. And it's just, you know, they made a mistake. They were trying to feed their family. They were selling some drugs, or, you know, they made a mistake and stole something, and now all of a sudden it's robbery. You know, it's those cases, and we've all made mistakes. I know me. I've probably done a few things in my life that if I had gotten caught or someone had twisted the facts a little bit, I may have ended up behind bars. And so, you know, we all got to remember we're humans first, and you know, we're a God-fearing nation. We're built under God, and God tells us to forgive and help our underserved. And so that's what we're trying to do. I got a lot of great people helping me with this documentary, from Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer, to Keo Spikes. I got several of high-profile professional athletes, that's why we're calling the documentary Tackling Recidivism.
Well, thanks, man. And thanks for the work you're doing. Thanks for taking the time in your life to try to change the world in a positive way. And once you get that documentary out, you come back and plug it.
I will do that. We're our brothers and sisters keepers, and I appreciate you.
All right. God bless, man. There you go. Jack Brewer doing something to change the world. And it's a nice legacy, too, to his cousins that he saw when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
So it's a gutsy move.
It's a great story.